Yes, sir, there you have it, friends, and I hope you like it, little Homer. This is Hank Williams. Friends, I have had thousands and thousands and thousands of letters from you folks who have written in to me and asked me how you can go about getting a song published or how you can get an artist to record your song. So I decided that somebody ought to give all these people some help. For who knows, there may be a great song out there somewhere in somebody's dresser drawer just waiting to be sung.
Yeah, that's right, Hank. Now, tell them what you've done about it.
Well, I decided to write a book on how to write folk and Western music to sell.
And I'm telling you, folks, I don't say it because he's here in the studio with me, but I think that Hank Williams is one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived, and he really knows what a song has to have to make it click. And I'm telling you that he has the information right in this new book of his in such a way that anybody who reads it now will know just what he has to do in order to write a song that'll be acceptable to singers and publishers. And listen to this, friends. Right in the front of this book is a full-page picture of Hank Williams, suitable for framing. Hank, I think that adds a lot to the book.
Well, Grant, I don't know about that, but if any folks are bothered with crows getting in their corn, it might come in mighty handy to help scare them critters away.
Well, I think Hank's just being a little modest, don't you, folks?
Well, I ain't bragging, but I think this book will be a godsend to anybody that wants to write songs wherever he lives. And it ain't just for people who want to make a business of writing songs, but for housewives, farmers, truck drivers, or anybody else that thinks he's got an idea that would make a good song.
Yes, you're exactly right, Hank. Now, suppose you tell the folks how they can get this book.
Well, friends, it's very simple. Just send your name and address with $1 to Hank Williams Songbooks. Now, friends, don't put this offer off. Sit down right now and send in your name and address to Hank Williams Songbooks. Wherever you wish to write, just the words or the music or both. Get this copy of the book that may start you on the way to become a successful songwriter.
I wonder how much that is now on eBay. It probably isn't a dollar. Give me. Sorry, folks. Anyway, that's a Hank Williams songbook, so don't forget to buy that. Anyway, let's continue on with the music of Hank Williams, our last presentation of this, and we hope you enjoyed it. If you liked it, write us at cj@theglobalvoice.info. Tell us where you're hearing it, whether on the Global Voice and other radio stations that carry the show. If you don't like it, you can still write us at theglobalvoice.info, cj@theglobalvoice.info, and we'll take the criticism as long as the good. Here's one which I believe a brother or something called No Not Now. Also in the demo.
Took my gal to the picture show just the other day. But when I tried to hold her hand, here's what she had to say. No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now. But maybe next week somehow. Walked my gal home to the door and asked her for a kiss. But she quickly turned away, and then she told me this. No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now. But maybe next week somehow. What she said, she said I wouldn't marry you if all the rest were dead. No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now. But maybe next week somehow. But she went and changed her mind. How I regret that day. 'Cause ever since I married her, here's all that she can say. No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now. But maybe next week somehow. I stayed out too late last night on a little spree. And when I asked her to let me in, here's all she said to me. No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now.
No, not now. But maybe next week somehow.
Welcome to the Lovesick Blues Boy, Hank Williams. Mr. Hank, we hope you're going to be around here with us for a long, long time, buddy.
Well, it looks like I'll be doing just that, Red, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's fine, just as we're all looking forward to that great Hank Williams hit. What else could it be but the lovesick blues?
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord, since my baby said goodbye, Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I hope I will. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got the kind of loving. Lord, I look to you when she called me sweet. Daddy's such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she went by. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'd do me, she'd do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I look to you when she called me sweet. Daddy's a I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Thank you very much. And a great big V. Gates.
In other words,
howdy from Grand Ole Opry to Prince Albert, smoking tobacco's friends all over the world.
Yes, sir, Red. We're playing tonight at Berlin's largest concert hall, filled with American boys from your own hometown. On another stop on Grand Ole Opry's globe-trotting tour of the United States Air Force and Army occupation bases here in Europe.
Yes, sir, and they're hanging from the rafters tonight to hear and see in person our Prince Albert troop, direct from Nashville. So make way for our lean and lanky singing friend, the lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. Yes.
Came home last night about a 10:30, and that baby of mine, she wouldn't let me in. So move it on over,
move it on over,
move it on over,
move over, short dog, cause a tall dog's moving in.
Well, she changed the lock on our front door, and my door key, it don't fit no more. So scoot it on over, shove it on over, move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
All right, Billy.
Small, but it's better than no house at all. So push it on over,
slide it on over,
move over, old dog, cause a new dog's
moving in. She'll crawl back to me on her knees, but I'll be busy scratching fleas. So scratch it on over, shove it on over, move over, good dog, cause a mean dog's moving in. Now remember, pup, before you whine, that side's yours and this side's mine. So shove it on over, drag it on over, move over, cold dog, cause a hot dog's moving in.
Oh, yeah. He did good in performances, too. That's Move It On Over and Lovesick Blues and No Not Now. And the last two were from live recording. Okay, we're having too much fun. Probably by the end of this, you guys, you're going to get tired of Hank Williams. That could be, too. It's, you better keep it on your mind. That's the name of this one.
Time to go out and start a playing around. Your baby's gonna tear your playhouse down. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You'll be moaning and a groaning. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Now wrong is wrong and right is right. If you make a snake mad, he's sure gonna bite. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. I've had it proven to me, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. Every fuss with a woman's got the same old end. I don't believe the good Lord meant for a man to win. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You'll be singing low and lonesome. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If you make your baby mad and she says goodbye, there ain't a thing you can do but sit at home and cry. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better call her sweet mama. Lord, you better keep it on your mind. If the judge says pay her $40 a week, you'll dig up the money or you'll work the street. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. When you're wearing striped breeches, son, it's gonna stay on your mind. So kiss her every morning and love her every night. Boy, you can't win no matter if you're right. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better keep it on your mind all the time. You better heed this warning, Lord, you better keep it on your mind. I like candy, I like cake, I like jam, but goodness sake, there's nothing as sweet as my baby. Golden hair and big blue eyes, she could win a beauty prize. There's nothing as sweet as my baby. If I ever lose her, I'll lay me down and die. If sugar seems sweet, then you ought to meet my honey-coated sweetie pie. I like candy, I like cake, I like jam, but goodness sake, there's nothing as sweet as my baby. I like candy, I like cake, I like jam, but goodness sake, there's nothing as sweet as my baby. I feel like a honeybee when she's buzzing round with me. There's nothing as sweet as my baby. Got pounds of candy kisses, but I can't spare an ounce.
She's sweeter than wine, and brother, she's mine, and that's the only thing that counts. I like candy, I like cake, I like jam, but goodness sakes, there's nothing as sweet as my babe. You're alone and blue tonight, my little darling, and your pillow's stained with tears from your blue eyes. I'm so sorry, dear, to say we're not together, but you know you caused it all by telling lies. Now I know I'll never find another sweetheart. When you left, I hung my head down and I cried. But we quarreled and now we're through, my little darling. And you know you caused it all by telling lies. We were happy, oh so happy, little darling. And our little home was like a paradise. But today you're all alone and brokenhearted. And you know you caused it all by telling lies. Now I know I'll never find another sweetheart. When you left, I hung my head down and I cried. But we quarreled and now we're through, my little darling. And you know you caused it all by telling lies.
Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I went up on a mountain. I looked down in the sea. I seen the crabs and the fishes doing the wee-wee. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. Well, I'm standing on the corner with a bucket in my hand. I'm waiting for a woman that ain't got no man. Cause my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no beer. My baby, we bought a horse, and now we ship the gifts from the running boat. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. Yeah, my bucket's got a hole in it. Lord, my bucket's got a hole in it. I can't buy no gear.
I didn't. That one is not in my box set, at least that I found. That was in the alone with his guitar. My bucket's got a hole in it. Number two, it says. You caused it all by telling lies. Another good song he wrote. There's nothing as sweet as my baby, and you better keep it on your mind. I think that was the other guy that did No Not Now with him in the background. This may or may not be a radio show recording, but let's check it out.
How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? There's a story
has often been told of how our Savior died. As they nailed his hands, he cried, "They don't understand." As the blood flowed from his side, how can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? As he hung there on the tree, he prayed for you and me. There was no one his pain to ease. Before he died, he faintly cried, "Father, forgive them, please." How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side? With tears in his eyes, on the cross there he died. How can you refuse Jesus now? There's a road that's straight and narrow that the saints have traveled on, paved with all the tribulations of the martyrs that have gone. If you're grateful for their victory and for showing us the way, then give thanks for all your blessing. Get on your knees and pray. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. In this world of grief and sorrow, filled with selfishness and greed, there remains a glory fountain to supply our every need. You can find it in the temple with the welcome on the door. But be sure to count your blessing before you ask for more. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God. Be forgiven to the wayward, like the Master told us to, when he said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." They would change their way of living if they could but understand. So remember, they're your brothers, they need a helping hand. Thank God for every flower and each tree. Thank God for all the mountains and the sea. Thank God for giving life to you and me. Wherever you may be, thank God.
That's different than the one I've heard on the album. Thank God. And how can you refuse him now by himself? I thought it was the one with Audrey, and it wasn't. Thank God. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this look at Hank Williams and by music. I enjoyed bringing it to you for the past month. Maybe we'll revisit it if we're still doing this show a year or two from now. But I don't want to keep doing it every year. It'd be too routine-ish. But I enjoyed bringing it to you. My knowledge isn't a lot, but I hope the music made up for it. We're going to play an apology he did for a show he couldn't make. We'll let him explain it all to you. This is the Country Jamboree, and hopefully next week my sweetie will host the show. So until then, you take care. And now, Hank.
Howdy, friend. This is Hank Williams. I hope you're all having a great big time here at the show. I'd like to say thanks to my good friend Jimmy Davis for coming up here to Washington and pinch hitting for me. Also, my wife and my boys. I'd been looking forward to visiting you folks here in Washington today, but on the 13th of December, I had to have an operation I've been putting off for a long time. Got to where I finally couldn't even walk. When I had the operation, I was told that I'd be down about 10 days if everything went fine. So at the time that I had the operation, I knew about the date here, and I was thinking all the time that I'd get to make it. But after the doctor started the operation, it was called a spine fusion. He got into my back. He found a lot of stuff wrong that he hadn't anticipated before. So after he did this, he went ahead and he had to fix it all. I had two ruptured discs, and the first and second joint in my back was bad. So he had to do quite an operation. I stayed on the operating table over 3 hours. Well, I was brought home a Christmas Eve morning from the hospital in the ambulance. And I'm in bed at home here now. I haven't been able to get up yet. Me and Mr. Denny at the station, we tried to talk the man into the doctor and let me take an airplane up to Washington, an ambulance airplane. And then have an ambulance meet me at the airport, carry me to the armory, roll me out on stage. And let me sing or say hello to you or something. But we couldn't talk him into it. He said it might tear down all that he'd accomplished. So I hope you folks, I know you will, in fact, you'll have a good show with Jimmy Davis and all my boys. And Audrey's going to say hello to you for me. I'd like to say thanks to you for buying my records and listening to them, and I'd like to promise you that just as soon as I get up out of this bed, I'm going to try to get up to Washington and make an appearance. Until I see you, thanks a lot, and I know you're going to have a great big time at this show. Thank you a lot.